out that day, after prayer, I opened my mouth. I thought when he enters, it's the mouth that he enters. I will pray, I will stand, I will do like this. Nothing came. When the spittle is dried up, I will close it. So I now sat down. And the Lord said to me, a voice, an intuition said to me, continue. I continue. By the fourth day, I removed my interest. So I beg, let me be reading Bible. Like this thing says, now some people now need to give. I'll be every. You know, I started looking at my family. I come from a Muslim family, so I was saying, maybe God know that my father is a Muslim. So he decided to hold the Holy Spirit. That's what I was thinking. As I began to study the Bible.
John 6:63. The words that I speak, they are spirit.
So when you ask, study. Let your asking drive you into the word. Oh my God, nobody is hearing me this month.
As I began to study,
I studied the whole book of Matthew, minus chapter 1. Look, I don't need to like chapter 1. This begat this. I don't understand how I'll just. Some of you are like me. Or we are like me because I've studied that now. Some of you are like me. As I'm talking now, Matthew chapter 1, you don't read it. If you're in that category, raise your hand. No, don't be ashamed. I was like you for many years. This begat this. As far as you are concerned, it's name and begat. Now,
when I was studying the Bible,
I'm talking to you Christian experience. As I was studying, I now closed. Say, Jesus, Rabba. I hold him. Rabba.
The whole room was upside down. Am I talking to somebody?
I have to say, I have the Holy Ghost, but I don't speak in tongues. You don't have the Holy Ghost. I don't like, I always speak in tongues when I'm led. You don't speak in tongues when you are led. You speak in tongues all the time.
He said, building up your faith. In your praying in your holy, in your most holy faith, brethren. Praying in the Holy Ghost. When you pray.
What does that tell you? When you pray in tongues, you build faith inside you. When you have faced a battle, when you have seen a challenge, listen, look at this. When you see a challenge, something is happening. God forbid there are robbers robbing. The first thing is bolobo shakataya. Kiko brodo sabahandrebo shatahanda handa. Libre gedebo sakatile zendaha. Zimblero salabranda zigelebo shaladaha.
You build up yourself
when you speak in tongues. Guess what? He said, though I speak with the tongues of angels. So when you speak in tongues, you are communicating with angels. Angel Michael, Libronta, Lisa, Libraha, Gadaha, Zeheda.
You are giving instruction. The human man can. Hey!
They brought someone's photograph to me. That was a terror in one of our village branches. I said, this is picture. I said, yes. I lifted it. Flow Sika in the Zubra Ashika in the Unta Bragasi. Lobla Leko Sahi Tata. I gave them, I said, go back. Sister, what did you say? I said, I just told the NGS to go to his house, carry him from the room, drop him in the market square. Sir, just now you said all those things. I said, yes. I said, go. You should carry him from the room and drop him in the market square with rashes all over his body for a start. You know, some people, we kill them in phases. 10 plagues. He could have killed you once. But you first, God will first humiliate. Some people don't need to die at once. God will first humiliate them, give them painful death. If you don't speak in tongues, you are a joker. Some people, time to speak in tongues, that's when they'll start singing. Time to speak in tongues, they start worshiping God with their dialect. Sumeria. Others are speaking it.
Yabasakaya Yebarakate Zogete Braga Igelegede Braya Basha.
When I talk about the word of God, when I talk about the word of God, I'm talking of your spiritual eyes being open. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 6, the letter killeth, but the spirit, oh my God, the Holy Ghost is here. He's here. The more of the word of God you study, the more of the fullness of the Holy Ghost you enjoy. And I see people talking of dimensions of power. After the last Jehovah the Doctor, people were sending messages who watched it live. Many said they were crying. Different parts of the world, many were weeping. One man said to me, he has never seen so many cripples walking in one meeting. You see, he has never seen this. They were talking. One called me, he said, sir, I've been crying. I'm still crying. He said, this is too much now. One of them said, I know that lady. I know her, sir. She doesn't work. He said, I know her. He said, when you were praying, my wife said, today she will know. She balanced. And we saw the lady stood up. See, me and my wife started crying. He said, we are crying. When they were talking, I was asking myself, what did they see? Because I want to be in a realm where I will not be walking on the ground. That's the dimensions I'm expecting. Is the dimensions where we become celestial, terrestrial. You are human but spirits. Am I talking to somebody? When you begin to disappear and reappear, you begin to operate Philip's anointing. That's the dimension I'm expecting. When we would lay on some people and physically remove the cancer, and people will see the cancer. Physically remove the HIV, people will see the HIV. Physically remove the Ebola virus, we carry the Ebola in our hands. They say you don't enter here when there's somebody who has Ebola virus. You don't enter because when you're around the person, if an Ebola virus patient is here, I'm the one to contaminate you, not you contaminate me. You carry a virus and I should not be free to move about because of one stupid virus from somewhere. I should not become careful of place I enter. I should not go to certain places. Even when God says I should go and preach, I should not go to Liberia. I should not go to Sierra Leone. I am on my way there. Am I talking to somebody now? I am on my way there. I am on my way there. I am the one to dismiss Ebola. Not Ebola restrict me. How can I be restricted by a disease when I've been approved by a command? Go into the world and Ebola says stay one place. We will elbow Ebola.
I say we will elbow Ebola.
No one of you have walk anywhere, do any, you are preserved. In the heat of the terrorism, we went to the north. In the heat of terrorism, people saw me say, Sokoto, this one, pastor started calling me. An elderly woman who is about 75. He said, my son, I said, yes, mommy. He said, I don't want you to die. I said, mommy, why? You are going to where? I said, mommy, I'm going there. My wife told me. He said, my husband, take it easy. Be careful. I said, honey, the Bible says be careful for nothing. And I went there. I stood on the shore of Sokoto and began to talk with audacity. Those who are in that crusade can tell you. I said, if they burn you where, throw a bomb. Talking before about 20,000 people. I said, I'm here for 2 nights and I will do different sessions. Throw the bomb, let me see. I enter casino. I said, throw the bomb, let me see. I said, we seize your power so long we are here. Listen. Fear fears those who don't fear.
you don't fear fear. When fear see you, fear will catch fear.
The word.
Sit down. You don't understand this thing. The word. You know what Jesus said in Luke chapter 9? In Luke chapter 9, Jesus had finished in the town and they did not open up to receive him well. So some of the disciples, two of them said in Luke 9:54, they said, let's call down fire. Fire from heaven to consume Jesus. Said, keep quiet. You know not what manner of spirit. We don't live by water and blood. Hear what Jesus said. He didn't say, you know what manner of spirit ye have. He said, you know not manner of spirit ye are made of. Ye are. Do you do English in the Bible? If you study the Bible English, your eyes will be open. Ye know not what manner of spirit ye are. Meaning, I am a spirit. I have a soul. I live in a body. I'm a spirit. I told you the story. Sometimes I was president of NIFES in my days, Nigerian Fellowship of Evangelical Students. And as a president, you have so many things you enjoy. You don't go to the market, people go for you. So when you are going to the market, actually they do it in certain lodge. When people are going to the market, everybody sends. I don't know if they still do that now. So if you get there, buy. This world has gotten corrupt, so you have to be careful. Mm-hmm. So we used to do that then. So later I said, okay, people are coming to the house, we are having vigil. And there are some brethren, when they come to the house, it is food. They can finish prayer by 2 a.m. and make garri. 2 a.m. So now I said, please, just buy tomatoes on the ground so if they come. She went and came back with very green tomatoes. All right. And now I said, come, sister, surprise. That's what we call her. I said, this is not... She's very tall. Irony. There she is. So we call her surprise. Once you hear the kind of things she says, when she comes out, she does not look like the things she says. The things she says are very, very short. And she is very tall. It's an irony. So, and I said, why did you buy this? She said, tomatoes, not tomatoes. Oh. The woman that was selling, when I just got there, the way she was bouncing, I couldn't price and go. I just price and pay. The way she was bouncing, I said, so, and you brought it for me. He said, please take now, take. I said, let's go back to the market. He said, eh? I said, two things. Either we'll go back or you pay me. He said, me, I don't have money. I said, then we'll go back. We went there. Sighting her from afar, I knew she was the one. Because she had tomatoes there. That's how she was bouncing. I walked there. I said, is this the woman? She said, yes. I said, madam, take, give me back my money. She said, hell! She was bouncing. She blind! She not see, am she blind? I allowed her to rant and rant. When she finished, I said, madam, not be everybody where you come market the human being. No. Some na spirits. He said, what do you be? I said, I be spirit. Take your money, oh! I was not stammering. I was talking because that is what I am. She gave me the money and gave me the tomatoes. I had to return it. When I was dropping, she was going back. Hey, my spirit, oh. My spirit. I left there. And I was going to the sister. I said, bro, you be spirit. I said, shut up.
God is a spirit, and I have said ye are God. So what am I? Spirit. That is why
you cannot be in a room where chicken pox attack people and attack you, because you don't live by blood.
How can they rub calamari lotion on people and they rub calamari lotion? lotion on a Christian. He's so white, he looks like a herbalist. And he's scratching his body. Why? He said he has chicken pox. That is an upside down and scattered arrangement. Am I communicating here that I may know?
Number two. Then I'll pray. Maybe God permits us to take the last one. I'll just take number two now. You see, and the fellowship of his suffering. I'm going to say certain things that you may not like, but the truth. God is in power and God is in suffering. If you have not gone through anything for Jesus, you don't yet know him. Yeah, that's why I say this part, many people don't like it.
What you go through is what determines where you get to.
Yet do I walk through. The lion's den is not a full stop, it's a bus stop. After the bus stop, the journey continues. Am I communicating here?
What have you gone through?
2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 12.
If we suffer with him, we shall reign with him. How many times have your family members thrown away your load because you are now a Christian?
Yes, you know God.
How many times have you have no money and you know there is an alternative to getting money, but you choose to bear the suffering? Yes, you know God. How many times have people ridiculed you?
Imagine somebody saying, Pastor, since I gave my life to Christ, my family no more helps me. Please help me. No, I don't have to help you. Go through it. Go through it. Why will I help you? If I help you, you will learn. If I help you today, you will go through it tomorrow. Because life is a school. You must pass through. So the earlier you stop me from helping you and pass through it, the better.
If we suffer with him, many want to reign with him, but they have not suffered with him. Many want to enjoy with him, but they have not endured with him.
He said the fellowship of his suffering, meaning our sufferings empower our fellowship with God.
What have you gone through?
When you are trekking distance to church, you are trekking distance. You come to vigils. You are trekking from exam hall. No food in your stomach. You are coming to rehearsals with empty stomach. You are already saying, God, someday I will be so full. You are making an investment, and there will always be a return on investment. What have you suffered for his sake? If you have not gone through anything for him, if you have not gone through hunger, poverty, backbiting, gossiping, rejection, pollution, contamination, deprivation, orchestration, for his sake, what have you gone through? Some of you just want, you always like them to bail you out. My family threw me outside. So please help me get money to rent a flat. Sometimes you may have to sleep on the streets for Jesus. This is not a popular gospel, because we have now used faith, the spirit of faith and speed, and that's why there are no more true Christians, because nobody wants to go through something. What you go through makes you true. People these days, no, a brother was kicked out of his house. People are looking for how to give him money for rent. Leave him first. Let him know what it means. We pass through it. Pass through it. Then three, four brethren will put their inside water. All of us will wait. We swell. Now come back. We pass through it.
Christians today,
by faith, I shall not be poor. It's not wrong to be poor. It's only wrong to remain poor. Who is quiet? You don't want to tell you, oh, you will say, as a lady, because of Jesus, at times you can't make your hair. Carry it like that. Tie it. Scarf it. Beret it. Yeah, because of Christ. That is true, Christ. Your husband will kick you out because of the gospel. And it becomes more painful when somebody who is of the same faith with you now persecutes you. That's a higher dimension of promotion. When unbelievers persecute you, it's a beginner level. When Christians begin to persecute you, it's a higher dimension of promotion. I have been persecuted. When a man of God is anointed, things are happening. People say, are you sure he in the power of God? This looks like the power of the devil. If this is the power of the devil, you show us the power of God. Until you can show us the power of God, shut up! See, all those people that they are praying for, all those people, are you sure it is the power of God? Say, come. Take one. Use the power of God. Not too much. I don't like talk. It's not the power. Okay, you, that's power of God. Come. Look one cripple. Show us. There was a man of God at the time that everybody was criticizing. Pastors were criticizing. People were criticizing. I'm not aware. I never criticize him. I said, because God has not told me he's fake. And until I hear from God, I'm not saying anything. Everybody was criticizing. He's a devil. He's this one. He's that. He's this. He's this. He's that. As all of you do half of the same thing happening there. Talk is cheap. It is cheap to talk.
You'll be rejected.
Do you know there was a period in this town, if I'm walking on the road, Christians will see me and be seeing the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Like I'm carrying some demon. It's the blood of Jesus. People, some of you entered this church with one bum bum. You didn't sit well. You entered the very day you came. As I was talking, you were looking at me. This man. Am I saying the truth? You were looking. I've heard so many things.
Just like Ananias, when God sent Ananias to Saul to go and pray for Saul.
Imagine Saul kills Christians like suya, and he was popular for killing Christians. So God now sent Ananias to go and pray for Paul. Paul said, Father, I hear so many things about him. God said, go. Guess what he said? I will show him what he must suffer for my sake.
What have you suffered
for his sake?
How many times have people ridiculed you
and yet you kept quiet? Some of you want to explain, you want to defend yourself. Mama was telling me something that people said about me, or something that they heard somewhere, and the children in the house were telling her. I laughed and laughed. She said, you're laughing. I said, at this place, I laugh.
You will go through it. You will go through rejection. You will go through being deprived.
What have you suffered? Ask somebody, what have you suffered?
Say it loud. Say, what have you suffered?
For his sake. 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 12.
All that must live godly in this world must suffer
persecution. 2 Timothy 3:12. If you are in this world and people have not persecuted you, you are not godly. Because you are not of this world. Oh boy. If people have not persecuted you, you are not godly. If you are godly, they will persecute you because you are not like them. You don't behave like them, so they will reject you. All that must live godly. If you want to live godly, people will mock you. Oh, you're not a Christian. You're carrying Bible.
Bible.
Sit down. When Jesus entered into Nazareth, they said, is this not the carpenter? I told them yesterday, they were not calling him Jesus, they're calling him Jesu. His native name, Jesu. Hey, Jesu, you are a preacher. Hey, look at Jesu. Jesu of that day. Oh, yeah, Jesu. Touch me. He touched them. Yes, the neck is still paining me. Bible says Jesus didn't argue. You know, some of you think that this is do or die. He carried the thing and walked away quietly out of the town. Let me tell you three things about suffering, and then I'll pray. Are you getting something? Talk to me. Are you getting something? In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 9, he said, "We are persecuted, but we are not forsaken. Your trials of life doesn't mean God is absent from your life."
Persecuted,
but not forsaken.
The trials of life doesn't mean that Jehovah is absent. He said we are cast down, but we are not destroyed. If you are a child of God, people will misunderstand you. If you are a child of God, people will persecute you. There might be times there is no food on your table. Your wife asks for money. You cannot see money to give her. Your family begins to ridicule you. That is, you became a Christian. You sleep in the church. You carry your Bible. You are always going for vigil, and yet nothing is happening. They will look at you and they will say, "If I were like you, if I were a Christian like you, I would have been better." He said, "You are persecuted, but you are not forsaken. God is still with you. He is watching you. He wants to see your stamina." He said, "If thou faint in the day of adversity, your strength is small." He wants to see your stamina. He wants to see your shock absorber, how solid you are. He said, "When he has tried me, I shall come forth as gold." Am I talking to somebody? You are not worried by what you are going through. Yet do I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. It doesn't matter what I go through. You may mock me today, but when my tomorrow appears, you cannot deny it. You may laugh at me today, but when my story changes, you cannot deny it. Lift your hands and shout hallelujah.
Sit down. One of the reasons my hometown here, my maternal hometown, Benin, cannot speak against me is because they saw me rise. They saw me rise. So it's not somebody who traveled for 10 years and now appeared. They saw the phases. Many people have mocked us. The lady sent me an SMS last night or this morning. He said, "I hated you. I didn't like watching you. When they are showing you on TV, I tell my husband, change it." He said, "I didn't just believe." He said, "But today, all that is past. I'm a daughter of the prophet." And I replied her, I said, "God bless you." It doesn't matter today. Today is not as important as tomorrow. Am I talking to somebody? Today is not as important. Yesterday is not as important as today, and today is not as important. Yesterday is in the tomb, tomorrow is in the womb, today is in your hand. What is in the womb is stronger, is more promising. Am I communicating? Not forsaken. You can't pay your rent, you start crying. "Oh Lord, where are you? Oh Lord, where are you?" As if you should not go through anything in life. "Lord, where are you? Prove yourself. Are you going to watch my life?" People say things that sometimes I'll be afraid. Some people say some things on it. Some people say some things. Some will say, "Papa, will God open his eyes and watch this happen to me?" How do you say that kind of thing? Do you know the fear? Your mouth no envy you. How will God? Like you are talking to your roommate. "Will God just allow me to die like he?" There are some questions that you don't ask God. There are some questions you don't ask. There are some questions that must not go through your mind. When the Bible says Job did not curse God, it didn't mean Job didn't abuse God. It means Job did not question. All Job went through, Job never said, "God, why?" That's what it means. Your skin, you just finished giving a seed for your children and they died. Your skin was going. Your flesh are mocking you. And yet you didn't say, God, why? It takes a high level of capacity to look at what you are going through, but you know that even if I'm buried, like Lazarus, he will bring me back. Even if earth is kissing this ground, I know my Redeemer lives. He said, and at the latter time, I will stand before him. He said, even if in this body worms destroy me, yet in my flesh will I see God. Wait, is that not an irony? Even if in this body worms destroy me, in my flesh will I see God. How can you see God when the body has been destroyed by worms? He was saying, even if worms eat me, when it's time to see God, he will heal me.
So when you stay in that capacity, you know,
I have suffered though, I have suffered. Me. Hey. I have suffered. You don't understand. These days, I see pastors enter ministry, I believe you have a car. When I married my wife, she saw my scar, not my car. Scar. Suffer. You will go to, if you want to know God, you will meet him there. Inside suffering. What now keeps you when you are suffering is your trust for God. Just trust that you know. Help me tell five people. Ask them, what have you gone through? And God of the mountains is the God in the valleys. When things go wrong, you make it right. God of the good times.
Hallelujah.
Is the God in the bad times? God of the day. Is the God in the night? God of the good times. Is the God in the bad times? God of the day is the God in the night. God of the good times is the God in the bad times. God of the day, you are the God in the night. God of the good times is the God in the bad times. God of the day is the God in the night. God of the good times is the God in the bad times. God of the day is the God in the night. Sit down. In Acts chapter 9, am I preaching this month? I think I will buy this tape for myself. This is a tape I need to buy for myself. In Acts chapter 9. Verse 16, when God said Ananias, God said to him, I will send you to Paul, and I will show you how great he will suffer for my sake. Not how great he will be, how great he will suffer. Meaning his greatness is in suffering. That's number two. Your greatness is in your suffering. If you have not gone through anything, you are not going to anywhere. If you have not gone through anything, you are not going to anywhere. You have not gone through any challenge. You get out of school to get a job becomes a problem. God is taking you through a phase. So that when you become an employer tomorrow, you will know how to treat jobless people. You will not treat them with disdain. It will make you go through it. There's one thing I can't allow people to have. I'm not a food person, I don't eat. But you can't stay around me and not eat. Because my not eating now is a level. I got to a level. But my not eating years ago was not a level, it was condition. So if you stay around me, you must eat, you will eat everything. Because I know that thing, there is a grace that backs up a man who is fasting. A man who is hungry, there's no grace. No grace, no impartation for hunger. Hunger can be so serious that it becomes a virus. All the worms are rebelling. That's how you be. That's how you be. That's how you be. That's how you be. That's how you see. Reacting. Why? Because I went through it. I treat people well. Be 10 years old, be 8 years old, be safe. Because I have known what it means for Christians to reject you. Christians? Hey, Christians know how to form clique. Car owners move with car owners. GROA people move with GROA people. Clique in the choir. Those who stay off camp move with those who stay off camp. Hostelers move with hostel. Clique. Those who use a weave on that's from 50,000 move with those who use weave on from 50,000. Clique. Church. Those who wear designer suits move with those who wear designer suits. The rich are engaged to be married to the rich. Who will marry the poor? Click. You don't like what I'm saying? This church does not pay me salary so that I can talk. You now have click. You now have certain people. When they greet you, you answer with your nose. Those who communicate are those who are, you know, fresh lecturers. Don't talk to fresh lecturers. Senior lecturers to senior lecturers. HOD to HOD. Yes. They look. Some people look at you from the ground and pick you up, analyze you. Don't forget that tomorrow is pregnant. Tomorrow! Don't look down on anybody. I beg you in the name of the Lord. Never look down on anybody who God is taking through a process. Because very soon it's only jobs that will give out jobs. You didn't hear me? I said very soon it's only jobs that will give out jobs. When they have passed through a process, passed through a phase, passed through a challenge, passed through something, when they come out, they smile. Your greatness is your suffering. When I listen to people, I don't want to hear you bought a car. I want to hear what you have gone through. I listen more to what people have gone through than what they have achieved, because I know anybody can achieve anything, but only great people go through things. You must be a great person when God allows you to go through certain phase in life. God, if you like, come from a silver spoon home. Let your parents be rich. If God wants to take you through a process, He will take you away from your rich parents, carry you to a place. It happened to me. Carry you to a place where you will see win. You know what they call win? Can you spell it? No, can you spell win? Win is win in. You will see it. You will see suffer. But when you come out, nobody wants to go through anything. Let me tell you something. This ministry, I don't know on earth. This ministry is 10 years. I don't know on earth a ministry of this, yes, that has spread like we have. I don't know. For almost 40, 40 something nations. Nations, so not branches. 10 years. We are in Australia. As far as Australia is, we are in Australia, Canada, different parts of what's it called? Africa. Spread like wildfire. Everywhere. So brethren called me from India. Spread up to India. Spread it like wildfire. But if I tell you the history of how I started, you will run. You think this is the first ministry I started? No. This is not the first. I started one. It's only me and one brother that were members for 3 months. In Afuze. In a school they call St. James. Big hall. I would say, praise the Lord. At the back, you shout, hallelujah. Only me and him. And why was he around? To be supplying me food. The day he doesn't come to church, I'm fasting. Because he's coming, will carry cooler. My mom is saying, I'll give you. He said, you remain for me. Oh. I will sit down there and I will pray. I pray. No prayer, I didn't pray. I will get there. It is only him. I will say, you know they invite people. They say they know they come now. What are you going to do? I did ambi. I alone began to paste it. I pasted the ambi everywhere. I was limp. They will look at the ambi. They look at the picture. Say, now you they gum yourself. You don't understand. So they say, Papa, look at God. If I tell you, that's why all of those things now happen. They don't mean anything to me. Because I've been on the streets. I went to preach in a place in Afuze. Those of you from there, there's a place they call Kehot. That's for you to know, I don't stay that place. I went there to give, to preach. They poured alcohol on my face. My friend, go find work. Do, you're too young to be suffer. Go work. Go work. Fellowship. When I get back home, I'll start thanking God. Father, thank you. There was the day I sat down, I started crying. I said, because you told me to come here. He said, my son, I told you to come here and pray. You came here to start church. I said, yay. So all those ones I've been doing, didn't you send me? But sometimes I'll be going, I'm going to the fellowship. I said, Lord, I'm going, go with me. You say, okay. Say, yes. It was my permissive will. I don't struggle with people. That's what you want to do? Pew. So what do I do? He said, I called you here to pray. And I'll call that boy. Don't come this Sunday, no church. Make I go my mommy's church. I said, go. What of food? I said, bring her. He said, no. If I don't go call church, I don't go bring food though. Yeah, ba 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 ba. It's very sweet now to say. I went through that. Poverty, struggle, suffering. I said, you will come from a good family. God will make something happen to take you out. So that you will face the reality of life. All this is your father's car, you are dragging key. You are a bum boy. You are dragging your father's car key. Yeah. At 22, any young man, they are still giving free food at 25. Police will arrest him. 25, your father is still feeding you. They should lock you up. Keep you in the cell. You are eating free food as a man. You are out there. Now, end of fish, they give person. Now, end of fish, give person. Now, end of fish, they give person. Now, end of fish. At 25. See me. At least they will give me big meat. Big meat. Nothing inside of you, carry end of me, give person. But I'm not eating again. You start begging him. 25. Come and eat now. Cook, pull meat. They are still feeding you. Your parents are feeding you. They will call you. Come and take your food. You just finished carrying weight. You now bounce to the kitchen. You know, reach me. And they are petting you. When they should flog you. They are still feeding you at that age. Before they give you food, they should give you slap. Paul, take bread. Take rice. The multitude of the food is what it should be determined. Mean by the multiplicity of the slab. Then you become serious with life. Am I talking to somebody? Jesus started at the age of 22. I've set up my son. Remove eye from what I have. This is your own. Start running with it. 30-year-old boy will sit in front of his father's house using hand fan, greeting who is going. Are you coming? Bro, well done, bro. Bro, he's finding himself front of his father's house. Hey, bro, peace, man. Peace, peace. No light, so I just be outside. No light. And the father would think he has a son, not knowing he has a sacrifice. No, if you're in that age, I'm not here to encourage you this morning. I'm actually discouraging you. I'm not here to encourage you. You're in that age. At 26, they are begging you. Be serious with life now as a young man. Say, leave me. I know what I'm doing. School? Mm-mm. Good friends? No. Nothing. And they start advising you, they sit you down. Your father will tell you, you are not getting younger. Daddy, I know. When you finish talking, that's how you sumpt out. Very soon, nobody will advise you again. It is the world that will now be asking you questions with your life. Am I communicating? You're a woman. Little problem, you're out of a marriage. Another marriage again. Marry not by fault. Not by fault to marry. If your husband not good, you go. Another marriage again. Another marriage. Me, I can't bush you for any man. I can't nonsense for any man. Any man do me nonsense, I bush it you, man. Very soon. Very soon. It's your children that will ask you questions. If you are not careful. The way you are going, I'm already seeing the way you are going, no? The way you are going, people have gone through that road before and they don't do well. Little shaking, that's how you want to leave marriage. You don't want to go through anything in life. My husband slapped me. My father never slapped me. My father did not raise his hand. That's why you didn't marry him. Is your father, this is your husband. Is he good to slap? No. But you have gone through that, take it as a part of life and stay there. This one you are doing your house, you want to leave. There are over 30 people waiting by your door. Am I talking to someone? Your husband has no money now. He has no money. It's a phase of life. It's not time to be comparing him with people. It's a phase. When I was to get married, my wife's friend married before her. And she came to me and said, honey, my friend is married though. I said, thank God. I was never in competition. And they were best of friends. So my friend is married though. She said, if you see the wedding, it was very fine. I said, oh, praise God. Thank God. I don't get money. Make the world marry. Me, marry less. No money. When money come, I marry. I'm not in competition. You have no money for IE, we are low E. When money come, we are IE. Even if you are wearing the low E, have high mind on your low E. Become high E. Your neighbor, I'm not competing with you. No, look at your neighbor. Say, why will I even compete with you, sir? Why will I even compete with you? Who are you? look at your life.
Because you are going through trial.
They say, you, the way your life is, I don't understand. I don't understand. Ask your neighbor. Say, must you understand me? Must you understand my life? Why are you monitoring me, sir? Number three. And then I'll pray. Are you getting something? 1 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 13.
No temptation has seized you, but that which is common to man. He said, but God knows, in all this temptation, he will provide a way of escape.
1 Corinthians 10 13.
In all this,
he said, none has seized you, but that which is common. Number three. You are going through it because God knows you are capable to go through it. Anything you are going through now cannot kill you. If it could kill you, God will make you pass through. God does not give you an exam you cannot write.
Anything you are going through now,
if only you will relax, there's a capacity to pass through it. That's the thought you must know about suffering.
God
is in suffering.
There will be no burning fiery furnace if there is no fourth man inside. Whenever you see the burning fiery furnace, it means there is a fourth man inside the fire.
No matter what I go through, when he has tried me,
shall comfort
as God. It's your process that determines your access. Your access determines your progress. When there's no process, there's no progress. You don't want your life to be truncated. You don't want your life to be stagnated.
God knows
you have the capacity. Tell somebody, I have capacity to bear it. Say that again. Say, I have capacity to bear it. If you will say it well, the capacity will increase. Say, I have capacity. Say it again. I have capacity
to bear it.
You are in one room now. God knows you can stay there and survive. Stay there. Somebody else is bragging with what they are getting outside God. You brag with what you are getting inside God. Your friend walks to you and says, look at my car key. You know that my friend, that my man friend, just bought me a car. Another, I have another one again that bought me this. And he's bragging. You to be bragging. Say, me, I thank God, though. I'm not thinking of HIV. I'm not thinking of abortion. I thank God. When they are bragging, you brag. They brag with their indecency. Brag with your decency. No, that's how you bend your neck. He give you motto. Now, wow. Me, I never pay school fees. Say, stay there. Stand tall. Yeah, ba. In the times of troubles, where the seams to get, stand on your feet, all your friends and loved ones. They are nowhere to be found. Remember, there is
a friend in Jesus
who will
wipe your tears away.
If your heart
is broken,
lift your hands.
Just lift your hands.
I know.
I can stand.
No matter what,
may
come my way.
Alive in your head.
You don't have to worry, and don't you be. Joy comes in the morning.
Joy comes here.
troubles, they don't last away.
Remember, there is
a friend in Jesus. If your heart is broken,
and if your heart is broken,
just lift your hands.
Just lift your hands.
And I know I can stand.
I know that I can stand.
No matter what,
no matter what may come away, my life is sealed.
I know that I can make it.
I know that I can make it. I know that I can make it.
There's a prayer we're going to pray.
Est-ce une prière que nous allons prier?
And you pray that prayer.
Prie
with hunger.
Avec colère dans ton cœur.
Simple.
Simplement.
You start it in your understanding.
Tu commences à comprendre.
Then you go into tongues.
Et tu commences en langue.
Power of the Holy Ghost, follow me.
Puissance du Saint-Esprit,
suis-moi.
Listen.
In Acts chapter 2.
Dans Actes 2.
They were baptized.
J'étais baptisé.
In Acts chapter 4.
Dans Actes 4.
They were filled.
J'étais rempli.
Results started.
Les résultats sont manifestés.
In between,
entre
their baptism,
le baptême,
and their filling,
et le remplissage.
Acts chapter 3.
Acte
miracles.
3, les miracles sont opérés.
Before the commoners, miracles in open places.
Partout.
The gates are beautiful. Opérés. But in Acts chapter 4, when they were
filled,
they began to encounter people that matter.
Ils ont commencé à rencontrer les personnes
the
importantes.
Pharisees.
Les pharisiens.
Baptism can still leave you amongst commoners.
Le baptême peut te faire
but filling gives you the elected audience.
Le don d'être sélecté.
Power of the Holy Ghost.
La puissance
follow
Saint-Esprit.
Me.
Viens
me.
Moi. Viens
follow
moi.
Me.
Viens moi.
Are you following
Stop
me?
Moi.
As you are praying.
Comme je prie.
You are speaking in tongues.
Tu parles en langue.
And in the midst of that, you will see what will happen here. The anointing will take over this auditorium.
L'onction va remplir cet endroit.
Inside, outside,
à l'intérieur comme à l'extérieur.
The anointing will take over everywhere. Are
l'onction
you ready?
Va remplir partout.
Say, my father,
mon père.
As I begin to pray,
tant que je prie,
power of the Holy Ghost.
Puissant du Saint-Esprit.
Follow me. Power of the Holy Ghost. Follow me. Ibaragadeya. Follow me. Open your mouth.
Power of the Holy Ghost. Follow me.
Power
of the Holy Ghost, follow me. Ah, Balale, Liane, Atete.